Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But, you know, when you read about the shrewd manager, and Pat, if you can make this available to VFNTV subscribers as well, the shrewd manager, Jesus talks about this man. And this man knew he was a prudent man. He was a prudent man because he saw, he says, my job is almost over here. My job is almost over. And so he began to make decisions that he wouldn't have made before. And they were like, you think that the boss man would have been upset about the decisions that he made because he started cutting back on things that he normally charged full price for. He like cut them in half and did all these different things. And then his manager or the owner looks at him and he says, you know, you've been a very shrewd manager. He actually commended him for doing that. You know, when you live in a blessed land for a long time, you know, that you get stuck in these patterns. This is the way things always are, and this is what you do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you are about to be persecuted, when you, for example, imagine the Jews, you know, in Germany, when all of a sudden they're closing down their businesses, they're marching them to the ghettos, they're bringing them to the trains. You know, you just don't go, oh, yes, it's time for us to listen. And, it's, you know, that we're just going to follow them to the trains. No, it's time to be shrewd. And that's what a lot of them were able to hide diamonds and gold and different things to protect themselves. They're able to pass messages back and forth. They had a lot of different things going on. And one of them, if you listen to Schindler's List, it's very powerful. He was a very shrewd businessman, started off, you know, with the wrong motives. But he fell in love with the Jewish people, and he began to rescue them. He was very shrewd about it. Mm-hmm. Anne Frank's diary, when you study Anne Frank and all the things that happened with Anne Frank, that was very shrewd how they hid out the Jews. You know, when you think about, you know, so many of them, and it's time for us to understand, we're going to have to be shrewd in how we handle things. It's not business as usual at a time like this when all these things are happening and will come upon the face of the earth and will come to America. I believe there's going to be a season that we're going to have to walk through because you notice people aren't listening too well. They're continuing on like the simple people continue on and suffer for it. But you can prepare and understand God even wants those that aren't listening, those that right now are acting like Ninevites. He loves them. He cares about them. Even if they can't tell their left hand from the right, he loves them. And we should love them too. And we want to be able to win them over to him and let them know that he loves them, he'll forgive them, he'll restore them, and that's the message. We don't need to be like Jonah and running from our call. We just need to go, I mean, why end up swimming with whales? You know what I'm saying? Why have a seaweed wrap and you know, all that type of stuff? Just go, you know, just go. And think about it. If we quickly go, if we don't wait, if we just go and start telling people. And listen, if you're in a place of gathering that has nullified the word of God by setting aside the commands of God and setting aside for men's traditions and philosophies, you got to first bring it up and see if things can be worked out and be open to it. But if they're not open to it, you're not going to be able to do this in that place. You just can't do it. You cannot be free to follow God when men's traditions are there because the word has been nullified. The same word, you could have two people standing by each other, and they can believe the very same word, but one of them will have power in what they're doing, and God will back it up and confirm his word. But the other one will just have a religious experience. They'll expound on it when they teach on it, but nothing happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's because it's been nullified by their tradition. They're set aside God's commands. And so there's power in God's word. There's power in it. You know, and anybody who's been around the VFN family and things, well, we just see, it's amazing some things that we've seen God do. And if you in coming close to those that are walking with the Lord the best they can, you know, walking with God, that you'll find out that if you're trying to come to what God is doing from tradition, but you try to carry that tradition with you, you know, you got a bucket full of tradition and a bucket full of philosophies, and you're trying to bring that in and integrate that in what's going on. I mean, understand this, Jesus, God was repulsed by what the Pharisees were doing. It was evil to set aside what he expected for what they expected. It was evil to set aside his commands. He called them hypocrites. He called them all these different things, and he confronted leadership. And so it's not good to carry that. You're not going to be able to carry, you know, half of the tradition with you and, right. and two quarts of philosophy with you. Because what do we see? I mean, we literally see God, you know, hold that person and say, listen, and God will give people a chance. When you follow God, he'll give you a chance to let it go. I mean, he loves you and he wants you to make it, but you can't carry the bucket of sin with you. You can't carry the bucket of apostate with you. You can't carry the traditions and philosophies of men with you. You got to go for God. Just go for God. Mm-hmm. And we will have more about that. If you're interested in that, you go to the VFNfamily.org. Maybe you can find something you can relate to one of the VFN families. But there's people out there who are hearing from God and doing what God asks of us. So I want to encourage you. We come to the end of the extra hour. We're going to talk about this more. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.